Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Show your proof.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's Iran's reaction, denying all the reports. The Ukraine passenger jet that crashed earlier this week was shot down. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Boeing 737 crashed hours after Iran had fired missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. And American, British and Canadian officials say it's highly likely the aircraft was shot down by Iran, perhaps by mistake. But the head of Iran's Civil Aviation Department insisting we can say with certainty no missile hit the plane. He invites Western leaders to share any information they have. All 176 people on board were killed. Dave?
Simon, the missiles Iran had fired was in retaliation for the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iran general.
He was a bloodthirsty terror, and he's no longer a terror. He's dead.
President Trump at a rally last night in Toledo, Ohio, also critical of House Democrats passing a war powers resolution to limit his actions against Iran.
You know, instead, they should be outraged by Soleimani's savage crimes.
Now, that resolution is non-binding, but three Republicans joined the Democrats voting for it, Congressman Matt Gaetz among them.
I think it's ludicrous to suggest that we are impairing the troops from doing their job by not doing our job articulated in the Constitution.
A week after the airstrike, Iraq's prime minister says he has told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a call last night to send a delegation to Baghdad to formulate a plan to withdraw U.S. troops. There was some drama at MacDill Air Force Base this morning in Tampa, Florida. It was put on lockdown over reports of an active shooter. That law order has been lifted. Turns out it wasn't the case. It was shots fired nearby. Base officials assisting Tampa police investigating. Two new Fox polls have Tom Steyer surging in the Democratic race for president, moving up to second place in South Carolina, third in Nevada, helping Steyer qualify for next week's Democratic debate. Joe Biden leads in both states. America's listening to Fox News.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Paging Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Data breaches are on the rise, which means your personal info is practically being broadcast to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock to help protect your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Save up to 25% off your first year using promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
It'll be a busy day for nine justices in Washington.
The Supreme Court is deciding on which cases it will hear arguments on this spring. Some of the ones the court might choose to take up include the New Jersey Bridgegate scandal. That's the political fraud case involving allies of then-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who are appealing their convictions for defrauding the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Another is the case of Michelle Carter, the Massachusetts woman convicted of telling her boyfriend to kill himself over the phone before his suicide in his truck. Carter was 17 at the time of his death in 2014. Other cases the court might consider are ones on sanctuary states and religious cases involving LGBTQ discrimination and objections to contraceptive health coverage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Boeing has released to Congress emails and texts from employees showing that those workers knew about problems with the 737 MAX jets that are still grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Those employees talked about problems with flight simulators and misleading regulators. In Ohio, a teenager is in trouble for what he did with his phone.
17-year-old David Dorbus Jr. may spend up to a year in prison after he pleaded guilty to making prank 911 calls all over the country. He was charged as an adult, and court documents say he would call police from his computer in Youngstown, Ohio, telling them he was being held hostage or some other type of emergency. These calls often prompted a SWAT team to respond. Prosecutors recommending 1 year in prison, 5 years probation, and $13,000 in restitution to communities that were impacted. John Saucier, Fox News.
In about 25 minutes, the jobs report will come out. Economists expect about 160,000 people hired last month. The unemployment rate may remain at a 50-year low, 3.5%, and we'll see how Wall Street reacts. At the moment, stock futures are rising. the day after the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 hit record highs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Diane Ducey at 7:05. We've got a live broadcast coming your way. It's going to be awesome because it's Friday. We've got all these wet conditions. I've got your forecast coming up. Flood watch is in effect for us really through tomorrow. And we've got your news that's brought to you by Logic Everyday Community. Try their everyday kitchen. Delicious. EverydayKitchen.com for reservations.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign-Urbana could be in line to get a Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's CEO Dan Bain told the News Gazette this week Champaign-Urbana has made it to the store's list of about 200 areas under consideration for expansion. The plan is to build stores in about 30 of those 200 areas. Bain said Champaign-Urbana was not on the list last year, but the executive VP from the middle of the country said she thought Champaign-Urbana would be good to consider. University of Illinois Police Chief Craig Stone is leaving the job. A news release said Stone was not actively seeking a new job, but city leaders in Columbus, Ohio, recruited him to serve as deputy director for public safety there. He had previously served in that department for 29 years. He came to the University of Illinois in June of 2018. Deputy Chief Matt Myrick will serve as interim executive director of public safety while there's a national search underway. Stone stepping down January 15th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at lodgic.org.
It's 7:07. Your forecast looks rainy today, but a high 55, 39 our low tonight. Rainy tomorrow with a high 43. The rain could turn to snow with a low 23 on Saturday night. We're expecting partly cloudy conditions on Sunday with a high 35, 45 as we're back to work on Monday. With the rain and misty conditions, a little fog, temperatures currently at 49. Again, a flood watch in effect through Saturday at 3. So take note, take the umbrella, and thanks for listening on ESPN 93.5, where Stevie J is wrapping up his vacation.
Well, good morning, Diane. It is January 10. Thank you so much for covering for me this week. We are on our way back from Hawaii, and we are looking forward to being home and back in the studio on Monday morning. Well, we're talking a little bit about the Cardinals here on the ship. We have heard the news about the Cardinals making a trade for a 20-year-old left-handed pitching prospect from the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's captured a few Cardinal fans here on the Grand Princess on our cruise back from Hawaii. And it's fascinating, the dynamics that are surrounding this, because Nolan Arenado, the seven-time Gold Glove third baseman for Colorado, is said to be on the trading block. And the St. Louis Cardinals may be in the process of making a three-team trade. We'll see. Otherwise, Matthew Liberatore is this number one, number two, number three pitching prospect for Tampa Bay. And he's coming to the Cardinals. Jose Martinez, who was at our Cardinal Caravan a year or so ago, I believe it was last year, Jose Martinez has been traded, as has Randy Rosarena. So we're keeping track of the St. Louis Cardinals. Do not forget, a week from today, that's next Friday at noon at the I Hotel and Conference Center, we will be with the Cardinals and their annual Cardinal Caravan, and we're all very excited about that. Tommy Edman leads the way, and so we'll get to meet Tommy Edman along with some other great Cardinals. Ponce de Leon will be here. And some great alums will be coming as well. Anyway, it'll be fun. Don't forget, next Friday at noon, Cardinal Caravan iHotel. Hope you can come. Of course, it's all free. And all of you, 600 of you, will be there in Cardinal Red. We have the Illini Land FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, will be selling raffle tickets beginning at 11 when the doors open. And you have a chance to win great things and benefit the FCA, the Illini FCA. So we're looking forward to that as well. Well, we're looking forward to getting home. Our passengers on our Stevie J travel trip have had a great time. The weather's been a little bumpy out in the Pacific. Now, we cruised from San Francisco, And we went all the way out to the islands. We stopped in Hilo, and then we stopped in Honolulu, Kauai, and then Maui. And you'll hear just a little bit better later here this morning, coming out of the water as we went snorkeling. Remember, Diane, when we got trained up to do scuba diving, we worked with Midwest Scuba, who you're hearing on the radio this month. Alex Gettner got us all trained up. Bill Jones did the training. We had a great time. Got ready to scuba dive in Hawaii. And lo and behold, the weather did not cooperate. So we didn't get to go scuba diving, but we're still PADI certified. Anyway, we'll talk more about it next week when we get back. Beautiful, beautiful islands. On the way now back from the Hawaiian Islands, as we'll be going to Ensenada, Mexico, and then headed up to San Francisco to fly home. We'll be home Sunday, back on the radio Monday with you. We have been tracking all the events of Donald Trump and perhaps impeachment next week. Is it going to the Senate? Will it? Won't it? Nancy Pelosi? Why aren't you sending it over there? And then the latest on Iran, again, we're continuing to keep track of those world events, understanding that it's not over. Maybe it's subsided for now, but all our guards will be up, I'm sure, in the Middle East for a very long time to see what happens with the Iranian situation. But certainly we're all tracking that. And we know the Fighting Illini play Rutgers tomorrow at noon. Not sure the time. Illinois Rutgers, go Illini. Can we follow that fabulous Wisconsin victory, 71-70 the other night, Wednesday? Can we follow that up with a home victory against a very good Rutgers team? We're going to hope so tomorrow. In Champaign, the Illini will host Rutgers, and we'll see if we can get over the 500 mark in the Big Ten. Are we 3-2 now? I think so. 3-2, we're over the 500 mark. Listen, Fighting Illini, we're an NCAA basketball team, no doubt in my mind. I think we're really, really good this year, and I think we have a chance to win quite a few games. And I think Io knows he has to have a fabulous new year to really have a shot at that NBA draft. But fun stuff. We'll continue to watch for the Illini tomorrow and see if see if we can somehow stream them aboard the Grand Princess. Well, it's been a great trip. Again, Diane, thank you for filling in.
No problem.
Listen a bit later as we'll talk about, you'll hear our little bit coming out of the water after doing some snorkeling on a beautiful reef about 25 feet deep, but crystal clear. We saw some wonderful fish. We'll get that report to you here just a bit later. But it is Friday morning, so glad you're listening. Thank you again, Diane. And we'll meet back up on Monday. Next Friday, we'll have Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka back on the radio, get back into our regular routine for our Fridays. But we're excited to get back on the radio and get it going with you on the 13th, which is Monday. But for now, that'll be it. But again, listen, coming up shortly, as you'll hear about coming out of the water in Maui as we attempted to snorkel. Again, it's Stevie J live from the Grand Princess on the way back from Hawaii on ESPN 93.5.
Awesome. Great to hear from Stevie J with Stevie J Travel on his well-deserved vacation. Now heading to Alexandria, Virginia, as we talk politics with Brad Blakeman. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning.
I'm glad you're on to kind of comb through where we're at on the impeachment process, Brad. What do you got?
Well, we're still waiting for Nancy Pelosi to find her way to Mitch McConnell's office to drop off the articles of impeachment to allow the Senate to move forward. But we're still at a standstill. The Speaker of the House still hasn't decided when and if she will drop off the articles of impeachment to trigger the next step by the Senate in a trial for the removal of the president. So that's where we are on impeachment. Unfortunately, the rush to judgment has been stalled by the Democrats. I guess the best way to say it is, they're perplexed as to what to do. When they thought they were going to hurt the president, it seems to make him stronger.
As far as that House resolution limiting the president to conduct war, where are we at on that?
Well, the House is passed the resolution, pretty much tying the president's hands from doing his constitutional duty of protecting America and being the commander-in-chief. I don't see that going anywhere in the Senate. And even if it were to pass the Senate, I don't believe the president would pass a bill that restricts his authority to conduct his office as the Constitution states it should be.
as the former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush was managing director of the inaugural in 1988 in charge of President Bush number 43 in the inaugural schedule. Brad Blakeman, you've had some unique insight in D.C., and we appreciate your input this morning.
My pleasure.
All right, you take care. ESPN 93.5, got your sports headlines coming up next.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
ESPN 93.5, speaking of theft and problems with the internet, well, identity theft and tax fraud is something we should be focusing on in January. And Busey can help you out as you file your tax return. Busey wants you to be aware of these identity thieves that would be scheming to steal your fund. Tax identity theft has been one of the most common forms of identity theft in the past 6 years. So some of the tips that Busey has wanted you to put on your radar is file early. Criminals will have less time to use your information for a fake return. Secure your Wi-Fi connection, of course. Shred sensitive documents. One of our businesses that we're spotlighting today, Minuteman Press, has shredding happening on Tuesdays. So take note of that if you want to use them to shred. 905 South Neal Street in Champaign. Also, lock away secure documents and monitor your mail. If your employer mailed your W-2 or other documents with financial information, make sure that gets to you and avoid the scammers' schemes. IRS will never contact you by email, text, or social media. If they need information, they will contact you by mail. So keep that on your radar, too. Contact the IRS for the Identity Protection Specialized Unit if you have any questions. Identity theft affidavit, closing any bank accounts, contacting major credit bureaus, things like that. This is what Busey wants you to do to keep informed and protect yourself this tax season. Information Security Center is found at Busey.com or call 1-800-67-BUSEY. At 7:18, let's get to some sports headlines. I know Rutgers beat our women's basketball team yesterday, and Rutgers is who the men will face tomorrow at 11 at the State Farm Center. We had Michigan State beating Minnesota yesterday, 74-58. And Michigan, wow, a hard-fought fight against Purdue, but the final ended up beating 84-78. Wasn't it like three overtimes or something crazy? I was catching some of that game. And, of course, in a week, we've got our Cardinal Caravan coming our way. Tommy Edman, Daniel Conste de Leon, also Nolan Gorman, that new third baseman and big hitter. And when it comes to alumni, Kyle McClellan and Bernard Gilkey, make sure you join us next week, Friday the 17th at noon at the iHotel and Conference Center. Now, I've got to get to our forecast here on ESPN 93.5, calling for these wet conditions. In fact, we have a flood watch in effect until 3 o'clock on Saturday. So take note, get those sump pumps going if you need to. High 55, low 39. 43 with rainy conditions tomorrow, down to 23, meaning we could get a dusting of snow. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 35, low 29. We're currently at 49 with the rainy conditions. We've got our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust.
Fox Business Report. The market will be reacting today to the Labor Department's December employment report. Barron's Magazine says gasoline prices could top $3 a gallon this year, even without Mideast tensions. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells Barron's the reason is seasonal gasoline changes and refinery maintenance. Eli Lilly is buying a medical dermatology company, Dermira. It's paying more than $1 billion. Dermira has an experimental treatment for dermatitis. European budget airline Ryanair surprised Wall Street by reporting a strong Christmas and New Year travel period. It also says bookings for January to April are up 1% over the previous year. More people are streaming music. Nielsen Music's annual report says combined streaming topped $1 trillion in 2019. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask him for his blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on 3 private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Dude, shredding on that guitar sounds so cool.
Shredding old documents and feeling that the procedure at Minuteman Press is safe and efficient is cool too. At Minuteman Press on Tuesdays, their staff seals up your information in a locked box. And when the truck shreds your job, there's video of it happening. Plus, it's less than 60 cents a pound to do the shredding at Minuteman Press. For details, call 355-0500 or visit cuprinting.com. I love hearing that, Minuteman Press, because they're our featured partner today in our Stever program, and you will be texting in MM for Minuteman in order to get our $100 deal from Minuteman Press, located at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign. MM 359-2255. Minuteman Press, we design, print, and promote you. Boy, I just love working with Paul on products. I'm on projects like the Tolono Fun Day and things like that, different committees I'm on. They've done numerous signs, promotional items. And I know my friends at the Illini Collector Car Club work with Andrew to get their newsletter done. They can do it all at Minuteman Press. CUprinting.com for details. And again, 359-2255-MM to get our $100 deal this morning as a Stever partner. I'm going to the phone line now and visiting with Kristen Davis with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Diane.
How
are you? Thank you for having me.
Okay. It was a great event yesterday as you're out of the gate now in this new year, January being National Mentoring Month, and you're recruiting new mentors. Is there a need to help out the youth in our area?
Yes, absolutely. We do have kids waiting for a mentor right now. We're always in need of male mentors. So if someone's out there listening right now and has even remotely thought about becoming a mentor, please reach out to us.
If you're thinking, I don't have the time to help out Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois, it's not really that big of a deal, is it?
No, it's really not. So we do ask for a minimum time commitment of 2 visits per month with the child for 2 hours per visit. So essentially it's 4 hours a month, and we ask for a minimum of a 1-year time commitment to the program. So if you know that you're going to be around for the next year, that's essentially all, like, the baseline of what we're asking for.
Now, as far as getting involved, it sounds like it's not that big of a deal. There's different styles of getting involved, too. You can actually go to the school, the site-based mentoring. Let's talk about that, Kristen.
Yeah, so site-based mentoring is available. That's where you would go to the school and have lunch with the child at the school. And like I said, there's also community-based mentoring where that would look like you, the mentor, going to the child's house, picking them up, and doing something fun in the community. And it would be based around your schedule and the parent's schedule. So we have some flexible options.
You can work with your spouse on this also, right?
Yes, we do have couples mentoring. Yep, absolutely.
That's an awesome idea. We find that the youth can really come along a little better in life when they have a mentor in their life, right?
Yes, absolutely. We see results where children who have at least one supportive adult in their life outside of the family and not in their peer group, they do better in school, they earn more after they graduate, they're healthier for longer, and they tend to avoid negative, risky behaviors.
Excellent. I know I've been involved in the Bowl for Kids' Sake for years and years, and it's happening at Old Orchard starting on my birthday, April 17th, a Friday night. There's two different rounds. They also have bowling sessions on Saturday and Sunday. So if you'd like to get a team together and support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois, together we are defenders of potential. You can actually get your team together, maybe find out more about being a mentor, bring this to your office. I know that the give.classy.org/bowlchampagne2020 is where you can get information. And of course, you can click around to the different pages at bbbscil.org. That's Big Brothers Big Sisters Central Illinois is what that stands for. And 355-2227 is the phone number. How long have you been involved, Kristen Davis, in Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois?
About 2 years.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for doing good work with our youth in our area. We appreciate you, Kristen. And again, bbbscil.org for details, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty, that'll do it then. Thanks for, drinking that extra coffee to get up early. I know you guys had that event at Triptych yesterday in Savoy, and it turned out wonderful. Great to see so many people making an impact in our community.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
You, Diane.
Thank you. Take care. Kristen Davis, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Again, bbbscil.org, with January being National Mentoring Month. That might be something you want to consider in 2020. It's 7:30. News next on ESPN 93.5.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A denial from Iran that its military mistakenly shot down a passenger plane Tuesday. The Pentagon says it did.
The head of Iran's civil aviation department insisting we can say with absolute certainty that no missile hit this plane. The Ukrainian Boeing 737 had only just taken off from Tehran when it crashed hours after Iran had fired missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. All 176 people on board the aircraft were killed.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump critical of a House-passed resolution demanding he get congressional permission for strikes on Iran.
They're all trying to say, how dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress. You should come in and tell us what you want to do.
The president in Toledo, Ohio. The economy added 145,000 jobs last month. Unemployment steady at 3.5%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois Police Chief Craig Stone is leaving the job. A news release said Stone was not actively seeking a new job, but city leaders in Columbus, Ohio, recruited him to serve as deputy director for public safety there. He had previously served in that department for 29 years. He came to the University of Illinois in June of 2018. Stone stepping down January 15th. The Champaign County coroner has identified the victims of a deadly crash that happened Wednesday night. This was on I-74 in Urbana. Police said four men were headed west in an SUV near the Cunningham Avenue exit when the driver lost control of the vehicle, went off the road, and overturned in a ditch. 37-year-old Rodney Young was pronounced dead at the scene after he was ejected from the vehicle. 46-year-old Shantez Young was pronounced dead a few hours later at Carle Foundation Hospital from blunt force injuries. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Jump on the Cardinals Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 17th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. Welcome to 2020. Lots of things have changed over the last 10 years, but we haven't. 10 years ago, Rosati's was using fresh ingredients in all of our pizzas, and we're still using fresh ingredients in all of our pizzas today. 10 years ago, Rosati's was serving up your favorite pizzas, and today we're serving up your kids' favorite pizzas. So really, the only thing that's changed the last 10 years is the color on the wall and a few new chairs. So here's to another 10 years of your favorites at Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort call maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Doesn't necessarily feel like winter with a high 55 today. Rainy conditions, a flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 3 p.m. down to 39 this evening. Up to 43, down to 22 with the precipitation in the forecast tomorrow. Depending on where you are, closer to Bloomington and Pontiac, could see some icier conditions and maybe a little more precipitation in the form of snow. For us, I think we're just expecting a light dusting if it happens at all. Down to 23 on Saturday night. Partly cloudy and a high 35 on Sunday, 45 on Monday, and we're getting up inside the 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if we do get any snow on Saturday night, it's definitely going to be melting away. I'm Diane Ducey, an exciting morning for me. I know yesterday I had the chance to talk with Tim Sinclair and Heather Roberts on CI Living about the exciting show that's coming to the Virginia Theater with Jody Messina. 9 number one hits. I've been kind of researching her and finding out more about her career because she'll be on with us in about an hour here on ESPN 93.5. And we've got the tickets going on sale for that show today at 10 a.m. as you call the Virginia Theater at 356-9063, or you can consider online at thevirginia.org. This is one of her hits called Bye Bye. I'm All Right, Lesson in Leaving. Kind of a women empowerment show. A feisty redhead, Jody Messina, will be on inside the next hour here on ESPN 93.5. So we've had Stevie J filing different reports, and he's been in Hawaii, so it's been interesting hearing about his vacation, and he's filed a report now on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Diane, we just got out of the water. Dripping wet, a little windy, but we just got out of the water in Maui. And listen, remember when I talked about Midwest Scuba, talked about it on the radio, Alex Gantner, we got in the pool with Bill Jones, we got our PADI certification, going to go scuba diving in Hawaii. Well, the winds are picking up to about 45 miles an hour, and that didn't work. Woo! So our trip to Malakini Crater and Turtle Bay and all those great things we're going to see just got canceled. So we got in the water here in Maui. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful sunny day, but the winds are picking up a little bit. And here we are. We just got out of the water. We went snorkeling. The water was good. Nathaniel, what do you think? 20, 25 feet, what did we see out there?
I would say it was, yeah, probably in the 25 to 30 foot range. It was great. I mean, amazing snorkeling. I think Christian Benjamin and I went diving yesterday on the island of Kauai, and our dive master there put it really well. He said, if you could build an aquarium like from anything, you would take the waters from the Caribbean, you would take the coral from somewhere in Indonesia or over in the Indian Ocean, and you would take the sea life from Hawaii. And that was absolutely true and reassured yesterday and today snorkeling.
Yeah, and Benjamin, you went, what do they call it, skin diving? What does that mean?
Skin diving. It means you, on one breath, take a deep breath, and then you dive down. You see what's down there. Most people, for me, I can really only hold my breath 20 or 30 seconds, but it's really fun to get down there, to move around, to be next to the fish, to feel like you're a fish. And that's what I tried to do. It was a lot of fun. Saw a lot of cool fish, one called a parrotfish, and there's certain colors of them that's kind of iridescent. but there's beautiful fish down there. I saw something called a decoy scorpion fish. You can barely see it, and then you kind of poke him, and he's got these beautiful fins. So there's just amazing sea life here in Hawaii, and I felt really blessed to get to share that with my family and also just to enjoy it. You know, it's beautiful. Beautiful, probably 20 or 30 foot visibility too, which is it's not something you can find in Illinois.
Yeah, and Christian, you also went down there toward the bottom. What did you find at the bottom? Some sand, seashells, fish. What did you see?
Yeah, a lot of colorful fish and really cool coral reefs and just a lot of color that you only find in Hawaii. My favorite thing that I found was a little white spotted eel that was slithering around in the coral reef. And so it's pretty cool because when you're snorkeling, you kind of get the bigger picture from the surface. We got to probably 15 to 20 foot depth, so not too deep, but that's right at the range where you can still very clearly see the bottom, and you get to pick out which detail you want to go explore on One Breath. So it's really cool stuff. A lot of fun, and Maui's got some of the best snorkeling in the world, so it was fun.
I guess better than The Hague, where we got trained for our scuba diving, which was like 2 feet of visibility and about 0 degrees or whatever it felt like. I understand with the rain, Diane, in Champaign-Urbana, we do a little snorkeling outside. What'd we get? What am I hearing? A couple inches of rain? But temperature's so mild. Are we 50? I mean, it's wonderful that January so far. I mean, had this been really, really cold in Champaign-Urbana over the last few days, I guess we'd have had 2-3 feet of snow. So there's that. In any event, we are coming back. We'll be live again Monday morning. We're tracking the Fighting Illini. I know there's a game tomorrow. Looking forward to beating Rutgers, we hope. And then NFL playoffs, who cares? Saints lost, so I don't care. Bad sport, kind of whining. Next Friday, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, back on the radio on Friday like we normally do. And, of course, be live with you on Monday as we come back to Champaign-Urbana this weekend from a Stevie J travel cruise to Hawaii. Been a lot of fun. Diane, thanks for all your help this week. We appreciate everybody. And, again, in Maui where it's sunny and the snorkeling was great, this is Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Excellent. Thanks, Stevie. And we have a guest on the line. His name is Paul Pellinger. In the meantime, while we're having this discussion, if you could just quickly text MM, because you'll be interested in this $100 gift card as part of our Stever program. Minuteman Press can be helping you out with some promotional items, maybe the new envelopes that they have, the easy seal. It's not with the peel off. It's just adhesive that sticks, and you don't have to lick it and have that bad taste in your mouth or anything. The easy seal is great at Minuteman Press. Everything's awesome at Minuteman Press. They can help you get the job done at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign, or call 355-0500, cuprinting.com, Minuteman Press. And they can do the big signs for the festival or the fair or the career fair that you have coming up. Minuteman Press. Again, MM, as you text in to get that $100 gift card to 359-2255. 359-CALL here at ESPN 93.5. Paul, are you having a good morning in Florida?
Yes, good morning. It's a little warmer here and partly sunny, so I'm not complaining.
Okay, very good. Now, I was reading about this study. More than two-thirds of teens and young adults who overdosed on opioids and survived did not receive timely evidence-based addiction treatment. Make your comments about this.
Sure. Well, first of all, I've been in the field of combating addiction for over 30 years. And unfortunately, there's still a horrible stigma that's attached to addiction, especially not only in the public eyes, but also in the insurance and medical field. So what often happens is clients such as teenagers that you're alluding to, or people in general, suffer serious consequences from using specifically opiates as really the drug of choice these days. And as a result, they're not getting the necessary treatment that they need for a variety of reasons. One, the stigma that's attached to it. Two, the access to insurance coverage that may or may not be denied to use it. And, the third thing is the normal, denial and minimization and justification of one's use. So So I'm just grateful as the vision leader of Recovery Unplugged. We have locations all over the country that's part of our mission is to not only raise awareness, change the stigma, but offer solutions in the form of evidence-based treatment.
If you know somebody who has an issue, it is a slippery slope. You don't want to damage your relationship with that person, but you would like to call them out and say, time to get some help. What do you do in that situation, Paul?
I say this statement at least 5 times a week. It's all in the presentation. And unfortunately, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, if my mother told me something, I might not listen. But if my friend told me the same thing, I might be more open to it. So if it's uncomfortable for you to confront your loved one in this particular example, then maybe someone like a professional or maybe someone who's not as emotionally attached could simply assist with that intervention. And that's what we do at Recovery Unplugged. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We just happen to use the power of music as a way to engage the therapeutic process. And as a result, we've had some pretty famous and legendary musicians who are directly and indirectly a part of Recovery Unplugged. And the reason why I say that is because when clients, especially teenagers who are into music, hear that one of their favorite artists are not only in recovery but are a part of Recovery Unplugged, they're more open to say, maybe I'll check this out.
All right. Well, we'll have to research and do some Recovery Unplugged. I know we're inside our last minute, and I wanted to tell you about Illinois and the recreational marijuana law that has gone into effect here in the new year. How do you feel about people using marijuana recreationally, Paul Pellinger, as an addiction specialist?
Well, the marijuana is not your... marijuana from 20 or 30 years ago, the potency levels are 10 times higher at least. I have a professional and personal view that in some cases, medical marijuana might be clinically indicated. But for recreational use, look, there's a risk. There's a risk in terms of being a gateway drug. There's a risk in having long-term consequences, especially in younger adults, such as short-term memory loss, moodiness, emotional immaturity, just not proper, development. The reality is people are looking for an escape, especially in today's stressful times. Like, I get why people smoke weed. I'm not saying I don't understand that or I don't agree with it in moderation or something. But the reality is there's other ways to feel good or live life on life's terms without using drugs.
All right. I like that. Thank you so much for taking the time. Again, we can find you at Recovery Unplugged. Paul Pellinger, I appreciate your insight this morning. Enjoy your day.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5, when it comes to our sports headlines, women's basketball lost to Rutgers. Rutgers is in town for the men's basketball team tomorrow at 11 a.m. We had Michigan in a hard-fought win over Purdue 84-78 yesterday. I believe that was triple overtime. And then Michigan State over Minnesota 74-58 as far as Big Ten action last night. On the ice, the Blues over Buffalo 5-1. The Blackhawks ended up losing their game. And the big news for St. Louis Cardinal fans is they've acquired left-handed pitcher Matthew Liberatore from the Tampa Bay Rays, 20-year-old top 50 prospect in baseball and number 4 prospect in the Rays organization. So he'll be coming our way. We lost Jose Martinez and Randy Rosarena in the process. Tommy Edman, one of the many players coming our way next week on the 17th, iHotel and Conference Center at noon for that Cardinal Caravan. Be a part of it with ESPN 93.5.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number 2.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
ESPN 93.5, rainy today, high 55, low 39. Rainy tomorrow, high 43, low 22. In fact, with all this precipitation coming our way, could turn to snow on Saturday night. There's a flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 3 p.m. We wrap up the week on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions and a high 35, low 29. And I welcome to the phone line here at 7:50 a.m., Simon Owen over in London. How are you, Simon?
Morning. Very well, thanks.
I heard your report at the top of the hour regarding that Ukraine plane. Let's go there first with 176 people dying in that accident. Well, not accident, maybe.
Well, yes, certainly a crash of some kind, and it happened hours after the moment that much of the international community had been waiting for, Iran's retaliation following the U.S. airstrike to take out a top Iranian general last week. And Iran fired off a dozen or so missiles towards American forces in Iraq. And then a few hours later, a Boeing 737, a Ukrainian International Airlines passenger jet, took off from Tehran and crashed minutes later in the outskirts of the Iranian capital. Now, the first indication, Iranian officials were very quick to say that they believed this was a mechanical failure, that had been some kind of catastrophic failure on board this plane. But now we have word from American, British, and Canadian officials, and in Canada's case, it's from the Prime Minister himself, saying that it looks highly likely that this aircraft was shot down by Iran with a missile, perhaps by mistake, is the way that they are, the thing that they are stressing with this. Now, Iran today is pushing back on that. The head of its civil aviation department said that there's no cause officially yet, but he said, we can say with certainty no missile hit this plane. And he said that Western experts were welcome to come and at least monitor the Iranian air crash investigation.
Where are we at on the black box, Simon Owen in London?
Well, Iran says that those black boxes will be, they talked about them being open today. I mean, what they mean is downloading the information that's on these flight recorders, always vital in air crash investigations. One records the voices that can be heard in the cockpit, and one records data. So looking at the plane's final moments, its trajectory, its speed, and whatever else. Now, Iran was quick to say that these had been recovered from the wreckage, but they also said that they'd been damaged and that there may be some loss on the memory of these devices. So that's something that they're going to look into. They say they want to do it themselves. It is Iran's right, as the country where this happened, for it to take charge of the investigation. They have said they would open the boxes up to other countries to have a look, but only if Iranian experts aren't able to salvage the data themselves.
Thank you so much for keeping us updated on that. I know we've been watching Great Britain when it comes to this royal family. Turns out, maybe they're just like us, so they don't get along all the time. Can you update us on Harry and Meghan wanting out?
Well, what we know on that one today is that Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, according to the royals, has left the UK. She's gone back to Canada, where she and Harry and their son Archie had spent the holidays. They spent 6 weeks over there, really chunky vacation by royal standards. Mm-hmm. Archie had remained in Canada while Harry and Meghan came back for the last few days in the UK. So Meghan has returned to be reunited with her baby son, and we think that leaves Harry back in the UK to try and thrash out a plan for a way forward in this rift that seems to be opening up. And we think these talks are involving the Queen and Prince Charles and Prince William and Harry, trying to work out what they can do with this surprise announcement that Harry and Meghan made a couple of nights ago, that they want to step back from their roles as senior royals. And the real twist, I think, with this announcement, well, the announcement itself is a bombshell, uh-huh, that they're going to walk away from many of their responsibilities and they say carve out a progressive new role for themselves. But the added twist is that it seems Buckingham Palace, or indeed any other royal, was not in the loop that they were going to make this announcement. It sounds like discussions had begun, but when they went public and made it official, it seems that that decision to go public was done unilaterally, just Harry and Meghan deciding we're going to blast this announcement out. And that's something that I think has probably caused a great deal of consternation at Buckingham Palace.
Well, they're saying they can be financially independent, and I've heard things about this Megxit situation, that they're talking to Oprah about some charitable organization work. So I find that very fascinating. Have you heard rumblings of any of that?
No, I mean, because so much of this is clearly not fully formed, okay, then we don't know a great deal about what they might end up doing in the future. I mean, it did emerge recently that they'd filed for trademarks of the name Sussex Royal, and that was to go on all sorts of products, pajamas and socks and whatever else. So maybe there's a part of this is a merchandise plan. But also, you know, these are two people who, if they decided to do it, could earn a fortune, whether it's in speaking engagements or endorsements, or maybe Meghan could go back to being an actor. You know, she was in the TV series Suits, yeah, for a number of years. Look, there's no shortage potentially of career paths that they could follow, but it has been famously tricky for royals to kind of have a dual role, to be half in the royal family and half earning a private income. It's not necessarily worked very well in the past, and that's going to be one of the challenges that they face with this proposal.
Well, I sure appreciate your update. Simon Owen, you did a nice pivot there from the Ukraine plane crash into the royal family breaking up. I wish I could meet you for tea at, where is it? I forget where we meet for tea.
Oh, Harrods is
Thank
DBJ's
you.
Preference.
You have a great weekend. Thanks for chiming in, Simon.
And you.
All right, bye now. I forgot to ask him if he ever runs into Sting, one of my favorite musicians. I have a good time with Simon Owen. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J on his well-deserved vacation, and he will be back on Monday. I'm telling you, I had a chance over the break to pop into Honda BMW. It is a fantastic dealership. If you like that service before, during, and after the sale, Ben Quattrone and his team is terrific. I was working with Tommy West, had a friend who's interested in buying a car. Their pre-owned vehicles are outstanding. They've got all the statistics in front of you. They will work you through the process quickly. Honda President award-winning dealership inside the last few years. DriveChampagne.com. If you're investigating a new vehicle for 2020, I really suggest you go online to drivechampagne.com or pop in. They're over by Savoy 16 Theater in the Thorntons at Neil and Burwash in Champagne/Savoy. Again, the deal from Minuteman Press, in case you want to text in MM to 359-2255, ESPN 93.5.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry.
check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Oh no, it's here, and I'm so not ready. I'm already freezing.
That's right, winter is now here. So be prepared and call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air and stay warm this winter. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
I'm a fourth grade teacher in Champaign Unit 4 schools. As an educator, I am always concerned about the students in my class. However, as much as I try, there's only so much I can do. This is where mentors come into play. They fill in the gaps by relating to students, serving as positive role models. Mentors provide a chance for students to feel valued and special.
For more information about how you make mentoring a part of your life, contact Lauren Smith of Champaign Unit 4 Schools at 351-3888.